Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of Siman Tes Vav, and we're in the middle of Sif Hei. And we'll begin with the last few words on Chof Zayin Amud Beis. We're talking here about a garment that it was torn in a certain way. We had a whole discussion yesterday with the opinions of Rashi and Rav Amram Gon as to exactly where the tears would be and how one should repair them. And we continue in a discussion today if the tzitzis, if the garment itself is torn. V'imnikra, if you inserted the tzitzis in the hole of the garment, and that hole got torn, so it's coming down towards the edges or the end of the garment. V'imnikra, v'nishtayir mimenu kolshu. The hole didn't go all the way through to the end of the garment, but it elongated, and instead of having a nice small circle, you now have an elongated hole. And as long as a little bit is left, utfaro, and you sewed it up, the achar kein, he teal both tzitzis, and then you put the tzitzis into it. So the Mechaber writes, imhu shel tzemer, if the garment is a tzemer garment, so when you're sewing it up, as we pointed out yesterday, you're not sewing it up with woolen strings, you don't use woolen strings to sew it up, you use other types of threads, so then, kosher l'kuliyama, everybody would say it is perfectly good, because there's no concern, as the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yotes points out. L'Rashi, you don't have the concern from Rashi, kiven shebeged hu shel tzemer, and lochus sheyishaya b'chute sharminim l'shem tzitzis, since the garment is made of wool, and we're not sewing it up with wool, we're sewing it up with some other type of a thread, there's no concern that you'll take the leftover thread and use it as tzitzis. So that moves any concern that Rashi might have had. Well, Rav Amram Gon, he says, kiven d'nishtayir kolshu, since it wasn't totally ripped, lo nisbatal mitoras beged. The concern that Rav Amram had is that it's not a significant piece of garment. But here, since a little bit is left intact, it is considered a significant garment. And he says, and that's exactly the way the Mishnah Berurah explained this in the previous sif. The kosher came the Yesh Omrim, and this is certainly true according to the other opinion that was brought down, the Yesh Omrim, that said it's kosher. Kiven da tolas hatzitzis hoya achar tzvira. That was talking about where you undid the tzitzis, you re-sewed it back on, and then you put the tzitzis on. So certainly this would be fine according to that opinion, because the hole never was totally ripped all the way to the end. The Mechaber continues and says, if the garment, however, was made of other species, v'imhu shel sha'ar minim, it's made of another type of material, shederech lidfar b'chutin shel osu amin, and that is the type of a species or a garment material that you would sew up things with, so then, lo yitfar l'das Rashi, then the Mechaber says, don't sew that back up, because the concern that Rashi had that you'll use the edges or the fringes that are left over and make them into tzitzis, so that is a concern over here. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof adds that Rashi over here is only concerned, Rotzel Omer Ba'osu Amin, if you're using the same species as the garment is made of. Abul Bimin Achi Yesh L'Hokel, as we spoke out yesterday, if you're using a different type of material, so then there is no concern. You're not allowed to make the tzitzis of a garment made out of a certain material with material in the tzitzis that's made from something else other than wool. And as we already said, wool we don't normally use to sew, so therefore there would be no concern in this situation. If you had species A as the garment and you're using species B to sew it up, there's no halachic concern that you'll take the leftover species B and use it to make tzitzis, fringes, for garment of species A. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'yos ha-tov b'chutzavua. Take, as we brought down at the end of yesterday's shir, take a colored strand, because colored strands weren't routinely used as fringes, as the tzitzios. So therefore, you certainly won't have a concern that you'll end up using that as tzitzis. Then the Mechaber writes, V'imnikra, if the entire hole is torn to all the way to the end. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands this, the Ber Heitev as well. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Rotzolomar shenikra kula minekev at sof hasofa. The hole is torn all the way until the side of the garment, through and through. And then the Mechaber continues, V'imnikra utufaro, if it's torn in this way through and through, and then you sew it up. And then, V'achakach hitul bo hatzitzis, here we're concerned that maybe this isn't kosher. Mishnah Berurah continues and explains, this is the sofik. The af im habeged hu shel tzemer, even if the garment is made out of wool, v'yisperenu b'chuti sharminim, you're going to sew it up with some other material that's not wool. The l'rashi bevadimut, according to Rashi, there's no problem, because the whole concern according to Rashi is that you'll take the excess strings or strands or threads that are left over and use them to make them into tzitzis, which is not l'shem mitzvah tzitzis, and is no good. Afilu hochi efshor, the l'rav Amram posul. So Rashi has no concern, but according to Rav Amram, that his concern is that it's not a significant garment, there would be a concern over here that it's pasul, kivan de lo nishtayer kosher, since it's ripped through and through, so there's nothing left. However, Mishnah Berurah says that may not be 100% correct. Halo mevur besif kodem de ledea rishona kiman de pasik dami, that while the opinion over there said that if you cut it off, so it's considered, even if you sew it back on, it's if it's still cut off because it wasn't significant, lo yoel tfira, it won't help to sew it back on, afim yir tzalahat til tzitzis akach kach, even though there are no tzitzis on it, you only sew it back on the garment together, and then you put on the tzitzis. So that was the concern from Rav Amram in the previous shear. However, here, Evshot the Hacha Adif, maybe here that Rav Amram isn't a concern, because there we were talking about ripping off an entire piece of the garment. Here we're just talking about extending the hole all the way to the edge. The halo hakanof hushalim, the corner is really intact. Mishnei tzadav on both the horizontal and vertical axis. Rak be'emtsa nifsak, it's only the hole extending to one of those axes that is the problem. And this is Zehu Asofi Shel Shulchan Aruch, who says, maybe equal to Sapuke, is this good or is this not good? Now the Taz, Mishnah Berurah points out, is Cholik on the whole idea, and he says it's not a problem at all. The Lekulei Alma, both Rashi and Rav Amram, and Mihitil Botzitzis Leachar Atvira Kosher, certainly according to the Yeshomrim, it would certainly be good. So the Taz says this Sofik of the Shulchan Aruch, of the Mechaber, is incorrect. Mishnah Berurah concludes, however, and he says, "Mikol makom yosir tov." The optimal way to do this: sheyira kodem hatzvira loses tachas hakonav chatichas beged shol sholosh al sholosh yetsiyad yekol. Go and add on an additional strip that's 3x3 at least, and this way it's a definitely good, according to Rav Amram Gon, it's a brand new significant garment. You've sewn up the hole now, you've taken care of making it significant for certain, you're not using the same material to make the sewing up as is the material of the garment. It's going to be kosher according to Rashi, and therefore that is the optimal way to be Yotze Kol HaDeos. However, imeyef shelo, this is the only pair of tzitzis that you have. There's no other alternative. Yesh l'hakel kataz, we can rely upon the taz over here, because de belav halchi, even without this taz, we've already learned in Sivkot and Tezvav, in yesterday's shir, the das achronim de tfiro machshiv chibor, that when you sew it up, it is considered a significant garment over here, and therefore, umoel af benikra hakonif legamri mimakomo, and it would be considered a significant sewing up over here too, even though the hole was totally ripped all the way till the end. Indeed, in the Halacha Brewer, he brings down, this is probably the explanation, Noagim litvar chatichas bad b'kol achas me'arba kanfos talis. Our custom nowadays is that we reinforce the talis by putting on a chaticha over there of some sort of material to strengthen the corners of the talis and to strengthen the hole as well. Kedi l'chazek es hakanof, b'es hanekev sheba. We sew a whole circle around the hole to toughen, to make sure that the hole doesn't tear and that the corner doesn't tear, and in this way we make sure that we won't run into any of the problems that we've discussed in this entire siman. Now we go to the final sif, Siv Vav. Hatofer chatichas beged bekanfei hatalis. Someone is sewing a patch onto the corner of the talis, as we just described, as a very common minug, as the Halacha Berurah brought down. V'chein, likewise, mashinogim litvar sviv hanekev shatzitzis bo. Likewise, if you're reinforcing the hole through which the tzitzis will be inserted, and you're sewing that in a much more stronger fashion. So im hatalis shel meshi, if the garment that you're wearing is silk, v'tofro b'chut meshi lavon, and you're going to sew it with a white silken thread, that's a problem. Yesh lochush b'dover l'das Rashi. That would be a concern according to Rashi, that you're going to have extra white silk threads left over, and you're going to use them as the tzitzis to make fringes for their talus, which silk fringes would be good for a silk talus. In order not to be over this concern, lo tehe shum tfira lemato mishalosh. Don't let any of the stitches be less than 3 of the etzbos over here. They all should be above the 3 etzba area. And likewise, ulemala mikesher gudol. Don't let any of the stitches be above the kesher gudol. That's again from the middle of the thumb to the end of the thumb. That's the minimal distance that you have to have from the corner for the hole to be. So make sure that you don't have any stitches above that area. If the stitches are below that area, or the stitches are above the 3 etzba area, then there's no concern that you'll insert tzitzis there. And if there's any excess string, we don't have to be worried, l'shitas Rashi, that you'll make it into stitches, tzitzis, because the tzitzis aren't kosher in that place. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Beis points this out, and he says, "De'imhu shel tsemer, the garment is made out of wool, since nobody uses woolen strings, and you can only use woolen fringes for a woolen garment, so then, imhu shel tsemer, if the garment's made of tsemer, kvar nizbar, we've already learned previously, de'ein lochush klal, we don't have to be concerned at all, l'shitas Rashi, that you're going to use the non-woolen excess thread that you have left over to make it into tzitzit, because it's not kosher. Umutu limotzi tfir af toch gimel, and then you can even sew within the three etzba area." In Sif Katan Chof Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this chut meshi, and he says, the same thing would apply if the garment was made out of other species. Again, we talked about yesterday, if you're using species A, and then you have species B that you're making the threads out of, there's no concern, because for every other species, you can't use anything but itself to make the fringes. So, if species B is being used to sew something, you can't make fringes from species B for species A. Wool is good for everything, as we pointed out, but any other species is only good for itself. So if the string here is made from a different species, there's no concern. And therefore, if the string is from a different species, one can be mekel. Since you can't use that chut to make tzitzis, you can only use the same species. In Sivkot and Chavdal, the Mishnah Berurah again points out, the imhu tzavua gamkein. If it was a colored thread, it would also be good. And lochush klal shami kachenu letzitzis. Again, we have no concern that he'll turn that into an actual fringe at tzitzis. They know noagim lasso tzitzis svum, because the common minhag nowadays, again, is not to use colored threads for the tzitzis. We only use white. Of course, those that use tchelis also will use tchelis. In Sivkot and Chavhei, the Mishnah Berurah essentially speaks specifically to what I mentioned before, why below the distance from the hole, the Kesher Gudel, or above the distance from the hole, the three etzbos, that's outside the range of having the hole, so if you sew over there, it's not a problem, because only within that range, above the area of the Kosher Gudel, till the upper limit of the three etzbos, Shamu Makom Hatzitzis, and there you have to be concerned. But if you're above the area of three etzbos, or you're less than the kosher gudol, close to the edge, you don't have to be concerned that if you sew over there that you're going to end up having excess and you'll turn it into tzitzis. As we've learned previously in Simon Yudal, it's not kosher over there. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says, usaviv hanekev, also litvar b'chut lovan. The Mishnah Berurah says the strengthening of the hole itself shouldn't be done with white threads. However, ubetaliso shelanu shem shel tzemer. But nowadays, since our talises are usually made out of wool, en lahakbid klal, we don't have to be concerned, because even if you do have a white thread over there, you can't use it for fringes, because white thread other than wool can't be yotze for a wool talis, and we don't use any woolen threads to make these in reinforced holes. We only use other threads, so there is no concern. Kenirali, the Mishnah Berurah says. In Dishu Note 14, he wants to explain the minhag that we do have people that will reinforce the hole even with the same material the garment is made out of. And he says, Ubiyishuv minhagam, in order to allow or to explain this minhag, how people do this, so he brings down Shesom Chemheim, brings down from the base Baruch, they rely upon the Orech HaShulchan. Since nowadays, almost all of the fringes, all of the actual tzitzios themselves that we make are made out of wool. He essentially discards Rashi's concern. Rashi's shita, he says, is not halacha lemaisa anymore, because we no longer have to be concerned that you'll take the excess strands or threads and make them into fringes, because we never make fringes out of anything but wool. And as we pointed out multiple times, we don't make strands or threads of wool to sew up. So therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan is a tremendous cooler here and allows us to reinforce the surrounding the hole with the same material that the garment is made of. Finally, the Ramah concludes this siman and he writes, Hagah, v'hu adin b'chol mokum shetofer b'chut shu min atzitzis. This is true whenever you're going to use the material that's made of the same material as the garment. Chayshin Hashem yikach osuchut l'chut atzitzis. He is saying that we were worried about Shitas Rashi, not like the Aruch HaShulchan that we just brought down, but the Ramah says that we have to be concerned about it. And the Mishnah Berurah in Os Chavav writes, Rotsa lomar im nikra, if it is ripped, however, not totally. V'nishtayu mimenu koshu, a little bit is left. this or similar situations that the Ramah is speaking about. This essentially concludes Siman Tesvav, the halachos of where there are various rips or tears in the garment of the tzitzis, how to correct it. And Baruch Hashem, today we have the relatively inexpensive and easy availability of kosher tzitzis, so that is always the preferred method rather than taking any chances on any of these potential suffix situations.